She could barely look him in the eyes day by day. Yet tonight, she had stared the beast down and kicked him. He was used to seeing that hint of fear in her eyes every time she looked at him. But for the first time, he had seen it disappear for just a moment. Fear was the only thing he had thought lived in Chloe. But damn, I was wrong. A smile touched his lips. No girl had ever dared to do something like that to him. Not only that, but he had let her live to tell the tale. Whatever he had done to change her image of him had worked. He hadn't seen it until now, but that was exactly what he had hoped for. There was no doubt Nero was getting L back, which put him right back where he wanted. Before he opened the door to his car, the clicking of heels came up behind him.
Amo, you didn't forget about me, did you?
Turning around, he saw Krista perking her boobs out for him to stare at. Instead, he turned back around to get in his car.
No, I didn't.
But I thought I was going over to your house tonight.
Amo opened the door and slid in, ignoring her obnoxious baby voice and fake tears.
How am I supposed to get home?
Walk.
He slammed the door in her face. Starting the car, he ignored the girl yelling profanities through his window and throwing a hissy fit.
I can be a nice boy.
He revved his engine, pulling out and leaving behind the girl as she tried to throw her shoe at his car, but miserably failed.
I can at least pretend to be.
Chapter 31 Yin and Yang. It was rough for both of them when Monday came, and Nero and Al were still not talking to each other. It was even rougher considering Cassandra's suspension was now over. With Cassandra back, they had agreed to let Vincent walk them to class, since he was the person they blamed the least, considering Vincent couldn't ever help himself. He was just nuts. When Vincent and Al dropped her off at Health, it was weird, because a part of her had kind of grown used to Amo taking her.
Nope. No, I didn't.
Going in, she took her seat in the back and placed her book bag on top of the table beside her, where Amo sat. Well, used to sit. She was making sure he wasn't going to sit beside her now. The door was flung open a minute later, making her hold her breath when the beast entered. She immediately dropped her eyes to the ground, afraid to look at him once he saw her bag taking up his seat. As she felt him stalk closer and closer to the table, her resolve began to break, little by little. It was obvious he had seen the bag by now, and it was obvious he didn't give a fuck about it. Amo approached the table.
Are you trying to tell me you don't want me to sit here?
Looking up at him was a bad idea. Swallowing hard, she nodded her head to the best of her abilities.
That hurts my feelings, he told her in a sad voice.
Chloe simply stared at him, stunned. She wanted to rub her eyes to see if this was even real.
That's not fair. You were giving Vincent another chance.
She couldn't believe it. He genuinely looked sad.
But Al gave him one, too.
Well, I won't tell if you don't.
Amo pushed her bag over and took a seat before she could even think about protesting.
Bring... Dang it!
Chloe scooted her seat all the way over to the end. With the class beginning, she didn't have a choice. She had to sit beside him.
Instinctively, she put her hands under the table to wring them.
"Place your hands on the table," he whispered over to her.
She quickly shook her head and started to press her nails into the skin.
"Please, Chloe, I can't take you doing that to yourself," he pleaded.
When she glanced at him, it was the first time she really looked at him. Like, really looked into his eyes. They weren't the black abyss staring back at her like she had always thought. They might have been dark, but they also had a lightness to them. Almost like a sparkle of silver running through, giving them life. They were dark yet light, reminding her of yin and yang. Taking a breath, she placed her hands on the table.
Amo smiled. "Thank you."
She had to look away from him after the charming smile he had given her.
What in the world is going on?
It was hard for her to keep her hands on the table, especially when all she wanted to do was wring them until they had no skin left. About halfway through class, it just got worse when the sudden urge to pee hit her hard. She had always been careful about how much water she drank at school, but today, she had been so thirsty, she was now paying the price.
"Will this class never end?"
Chloe twisted in her chair, trying to be discreet. If he hadn't sat beside her today, she wouldn't have had to worry about the embarrassing movements that would catch his attention.
"What are you doing?" Amo asked, looking like he was also getting antsy from all her movements.
Instantly, she stopped moving, clenching her book in her hands.
Nothing.
"Something's wrong, or you wouldn't be squirming like that."
Chloe just buried her head in the chapter Mrs. Sayre was lecturing on. It was bad enough to have to sit and listen to the reproductive organs of a woman, but the full bladder made it nearly impossible to take notes.
"You going to tell me, or do I have to figure it out myself?"
The snicker in his voice had her knowing he already knew what was the cause of her distress. It was hard for her to refrain from kicking him again.
"I need to go to the restroom."
She had been whispering before, but she whispered even lower this time.
"Then ask for the hall pass."
The last thing she was going to tell him was that she was afraid to go in there.
I can wait.
"I'm supposed to watch you for the next 30 minutes, instead of you just going to take a piss?"
Unlike hers, Amo's voice was only getting higher. Chloe wanted the floor to swallow her to hell. It would be easier than the stares she was getting from his loud voice.
Does he always have to make everything a freaking scene? Or does he just like embarrassing me?
She whispered over to him, somehow lower.
"Please be quiet. You're going to get me in trouble."
The sigh that came out of him blew her hair across her cheek. She pushed it back to see him sitting straighter in his chair.
"No, please."
"Ms. Sayre, Chloe needs to go to the restroom."
What would he do if I picked up my book and hit the smirk off his face?
Mrs. Sayre went to her desk, picking up the card.
"Don't take too long."
Chloe felt her mouth drop open and her face turn red.
"Yes, Mrs. Sayre."
She rushed from the classroom, unable to breathe after closing the door behind her. She hadn't wanted to draw any more attention to her, yet the whole class had watched her leave, and she would have to go back inside to their stairs.
"Breathe, breathe."
Gripping the hall pass, she wandered around the corner to the restroom, already dreading going back. She didn't stop to think before entering the kill zone. Stacy and Stephanie were standing by the bathroom window smoking a joint.
Oh God, I'm going to die.
They didn't move, watching her with their beady eyes.
"What the fuck are you doing in here?"
If Chloe were brave like Elle, she would have lifted the hall pass for them to read and told them that. If they didn't cut class so often, they would be able to read the pass. Nevertheless, she wasn't brave. And they loved inflicting pain as much as Cassandra. Freezing in place, she tried to tell her legs to get out when they both started coming closer to her, calling her a freak. "Stay still, little." The whoosh from the bathroom door opening had her snapping her head back to see Amo barreling in. His voice went dark, staring down the two girls who almost had Chloe in their grasp. "What the fuck did you just call her?" Both girls went pale.
"We're sorry, Amo,"
Stephanie managed to get out.
"I don't want to hear you tell me you're sorry. You tell Chloe how fucking sorry you are," he growled at them.
It's okay, Amo. Let's get back to the—
"Now,"
he roared over Chloe's voice, ignoring her. Quickly, the two spat out the words over each other.
"I'm sorry."
"I'm sorry who?" he asked.
"I'm sorry, Chloe,"
they each told her in unison.
"Get the fuck out of here,"
he spoke coldly. Never had she seen fear in those girls' faces, but that was all she saw now as they quickly exited the bathroom with their tails between their legs. Chloe was somewhat envious. She wanted to dart out of there herself. Amo looked and sounded scarier than ever. When he continued to stand there and stare at her, she wished she had taken her chances with the girls. She had to turn her face so he couldn't see how scared she was.
Why aren't you in class?"
"I remembered Stacy and Cassandra bragging about ditching art."
His voice was still dark. Chloe had to lick her dry lips.
"Oh."
"Hurry up before Mrs. Sayer comes looking for us."
Not until the door slid closed behind him, leaving her alone, did her breath let go.
Amo clenched his fists, wanting to go after those fucking sluts who had been 5 seconds away from putting their hands all over Chloe. It had taken all the control he had possessed to stay in the bathroom for another minute, knowing if he came out and saw them running down the hallway, he would break their necks in half like he had so desperately wanted to days ago.
"Nero, you didn't tell us we were going to have a party."
The girls bounced up and down the moment Amo and Vincent joined them on Nero's balcony at his house. Stephanie twirled herself around Amo.
"Do we finally get to fuck you?"
He slowly backed her up until her back hit the railing, while Vincent was doing the exact thing to Stacy. As soon as Nero closed the door to the balcony, Amo slid his hand to the back of her neck, taking a huge pile of hair in his hands. Suddenly, he jerked down, hearing her neck pop in the process. Screams, beautiful screams, filled the air. Wanting to know everyone who had ever laid a hand on Chloe and Elle, they had tricked the two bitches into coming over so they could question them. Not one person was giving out real information about the hell they had put Chloe and Elle through. Stacy and Stephanie had lamely said to ask Chloe, hinting that she had been a part in it, which he didn't believe.
"I should have snapped their fucking necks then."
Taking a slow, deep breath, he tried to calm himself. He was trying to change his persona with Chloe, and he had been doing a good job of it until he had walked in on that. After seeing her frightened in there, he could tell he had damage control to do.
"Yeah, thanks to those sluts. Let's just hope I can fucking repair it."
Chloe didn't waste time before using the restroom and washing her hands. Amo was leaning against the wall as she came out the door, though she tried her best to avoid eye contact with him.
Ready?
Amo asked, sounding
chipper.
She couldn't help looking at him now to see him perfectly fine, like he had been back in the classroom. She nodded, heading back to class.
I'm sorry if I scared you. I was just trying to scare them enough so they wouldn't touch you if they ever got you alone again.
She swallowed the lump in her throat.
It's okay.
Amo's voice turned sad again.
Everyone just thinks I'm more violent than I actually am.
You have to be joking.
Chloe couldn't help busting out in laughter.
No.
He stopped walking, clearly not liking her laughing at him.
What reason have I given you to think I'm such a mean person?
Does he have brain damage from all the fights he's been in?
An image of him dangling a teenage boy by their neck flashed before her from when Elle and she had caught them at poison in a fight.
How about when you were choking that guy Friday?
First off, Vincent was the one who started that fight. And I was keeping him from double-teaming on Nero. He wasn't trying to play fair, and I didn't want Nero to get hurt.
Chloe blinked at him, trying to process what he had just said. Crossing her arms, she had another instance come to her.
Okay, then, I saw Sebastian with the black eye as we went home the first day you all sat and ate lunch with us. I'm sure that was you.
Wow, Amo told her, like she had just shot him. Nero was the one who gave him that black eye, not me.
She didn't want to believe him at first, but he didn't look like he was lying.
He actually looked a bit offended.
You swear you didn't give him the black eye?
I swear.
Amo put down the hand he had held up. Chloe was satisfied he was telling the truth then, and was able to somewhat relax.
Nero and Vincent are the mean ones, you know. I'm the nice one.
Glancing at him for a moment, she began to think she might have been too harsh on him. This clearly was a touchy subject for him.
I guess you will have to prove it.
She smiled at him. He smiled back.
I can do that.
Getting to the door, Amo opened it for her and she rushed inside to hand Mrs. Saylor the hall pass. Sitting back down wasn't as bad as she had expected. Most of the students were focused on their assignments, and Amo's big body blocked their view as they walked down the aisle. Chloe opened her notebook, settling her nerves so she could start the assignment written on the chalkboard.
Well, I won't tell if you don't.
Chloe was going to take this whole thing to her grave. Elle would kill Amo if she ever found out he had gotten her to go to the bathroom.
All in all, it wasn't so bad.
She had looked death in the face and survived without Elle having to take a hit for her. Amo might even have a cape underneath that expensive shirt he was wearing.
I'm the nice one.
Gathering her courage, she looked over at him to see him copying her answers. Chloe scooted her chair back to the edge of her table so he couldn't.
Mm-hmm. You're off to a great start of proving it.
Amo tried not to smile when she took her paper out of view. He honestly couldn't blame her. Mrs. Saylor was a bitch when it came to copying. And he was just trying to come off
not as nice.
He obviously wasn't a mama's boy, but out of his friends, he could at least pretend to be the nicest.
Nero was the one who gave him that black eye, not me. Hey, I wasn't lying. I was just admitting the fact that I had kicked his balls in so hard I made him into the bitch that he is.
Chapter 32. The backyard that looked absolutely stunning. Chloe spent the evening at a dinner party her parents were throwing for some city officials. She had grown used to pretending to listen and smile at these things if she didn't want her father to come to her after it was over. On the inside, though, she was keeping her mind elsewhere, thinking about her encounter with Amo earlier. This time when she thought of him, no thoughts of the devil came to her, and his dark eyes no longer reminded her of evil black ones. Elle had been her only friend in years, yet within a week, she felt like she might have gained new ones in Nero, Amo, and Vincent. Yes, it scared her. They scared her. But they were also the best things to happen to Elle and her since their high school year had started. Now all that needed to happen was for Elle to take Nero back. It was hard for her to believe he had gone out on her, especially after today, when he had done nothing but follow them around a few feet back, making sure they were okay. Something was nagging at the back of her mind, that it hadn't been what it had looked like. He's clearly in love with her. Excusing herself with her father's permission, she went to take a break from it all to get a moment's peace and recharge. Ring! Chloe answered her cell the moment she saw Elle's name. It was going to help her get a distraction.
Hey.
A male voice came over instead.
Hey, Chloe?
Nero?
Immediately, her nerves were shot. Something wasn't right.
Elle is fine. He cleared his throat. But she was attacked on the way to work. I got her to my house, where my doctor is taking care of her. She just suffered a concussion and needs to be monitored through the night.
It was hard for her to even think.
I promise you, she will be okay. I was hoping you would cover for her and tell her parents she is spending the night with you.
I want to see her.
Nero paused.
Okay, I'll send you the address.
Chloe hung up, then ran through the house to grab her keys. She slipped out of the house, hoping no one would notice her disappearance. It didn't matter to her if they did or if her father would take it out on her. She had to make sure Elle was okay.
When will it all stop? When will Elle quit getting hurt? When will we just be free?
The house looked immaculate as she went up to the door. If it weren't for Elle being there, she wouldn't have been able to do this. Lightly, she knocked on the door, not expecting the person on the other side.
Why are you here?
Amo practically took up the whole doorframe until he moved out of the way for her to come in.
I came to make sure Elle was okay. Vincent came too.
Chloe slowly entered, careful to squeeze by Amo. When the door came to a close behind her, her heart stuttered.
You can wait in the other room for her. She'll be down in a minute.
As she looked around the impressive foyer, the grand wrought iron staircase stood out the most.
I'll wait here.
She couldn't help wringing her hands. Worrying about Elle was the only thing she could do on the way over. Not only was she already nervous, but she wanted to be here when she came down.
It's all my fault.
The only reason Elle ever got hurt was because of her. If she hadn't needed her as a shield at school, she would be in public school and wouldn't be working in a diner downtown. She'd be
safe.
Nodding his head, Amo looked like he was about to head off. But then he stopped.
I promise you, Chloe, she's going to be fine. We won't let her or you get hurt anymore.
Her heart tugged at that moment as she looked into his eyes. She could tell he meant every word.
Thank you, Amo.
This time, after he nodded, he left the room and her to her thoughts. Nero came down the stairs soon after, nodding his head at her, just like Amo had done before leaving the room. Finally, when El came down the huge staircase, a little part of her calmed. She looked okay, considering what had happened. Then again, El was tough, and unfortunately used to these things. El quickly noticed her attire of a black long-sleeved peplum dress with black tights and heels.
You didn't leave until it was over, did you?
Chloe could see the look on Elle's face, showing she was worried that her father was going to make her pay for it. Wanting so badly to lie, she knew there wasn't much of a point, because Elle could always tell. Solemnly, she shook her head.
I'm okay. Thankfully, Nero was there, and that's all that matters.
Elle smiled, letting her know she was really all right. Still unable to find words, she nodded. Elle decided changing the subject might help.
Do you think Mom will believe I'm spending the night over at your house?
I don't know.
What about if I told her we have a project due tomorrow?
Chloe could feel the tension start to leave her body.
It might work.
Come here for a second.
Nero's loud voice echoed throughout the house. His yelling certainly broke the tension between them. Looking at each other, they wanted to laugh at the fact that Nero had decided to yell, then just to tell them to come here. Taking a deep breath, she tried to relax.
She's safe now.
Chloe spent the rest of the evening with Elle at Nero's house. They were introduced to Maria, Nero's sister who was in college. She was surprisingly really nice and drop-dead gorgeous. They weren't exactly used to being around a girl who didn't want to kill them, so it took a bit for Chloe to warm up enough to talk to her. Not knowing whether it was the dinner party from before or the new environment of being at Nero's house, Chloe desperately needed to take a breather. The second she had entered the spacious living room, she had seen a hint of the backyard that looked absolutely stunning. It called to her, made her itch to want to see it for an unknown reason.
"Do you think Nero would mind if I walked out there?" she asked,
deciding to take the opportunity of the pizzas arriving for distraction.
No, he shouldn't.
Elle knew that was the only way she would survive any social function.
Go on,
she smiled in encouragement. Chloe walked to the back door and placed her hand on the doorknob. She had been waiting for this all night. Quietly, she slipped out, closing the door behind her. Then, turning around, her breath was taken away by the sight. There was only one word to describe it. Magical. Chapter 33. He was no man. He was the boogeyman. Present day. The smell of him was what woke her from her long slumber. She hadn't awakened once, still covering herself and clutching Amo's jacket throughout the night. It was the best sleep she had gotten in years, making her wonder if his jacket had. She sat up quickly and pulled the material away from her body, placing it on her bed. She found herself staring at it for several minutes, trying to fully remember how she had ended up with it. The sleepy days wore off, directing her eyes to her blank white wall, bringing the memory of last night alive. Pop, pop. The quietest gunshot greeted her ears, trailed by a door squeaking open.
Stay still, little girl.
Mind going blank, she had no recollection of how she had ended up in the bathtub. Elle's crying voice seemed so far away as she got in the tub beside her.
Nero, someone's here. I think they have a gun.
Or it'll just hurt worse.
The sound of the door breaking in was the last sound she thought she was ever going to hear.
I've come for you.
Crack. The sound of broken bones greeted her ears as a baseball bat slammed down onto a limp body. Snap. Another flash of the bat, making contact with the man's legs. The man who lay practically lifeless on the floor. He raised the bat once more, pausing only to look her in the eyes. An evil pair of blue-green eyes stared back at her, making her blood run cold. She watched his hands grip the neck of the bat with a force so intense she was positive it was going to shatter before the bat was brought down for its final time. Crunch. As she watched the man inhale the air around him, he looked crazed, his appearance disheveled. Then he slicked his overgrown hair back in place, and you could see the slight smile come to his lips.
Chloe.
Amo's voice quietly appeared, trying to bring her back. His jacket was carefully draped over her shoulders after he managed to talk her out of the bathroom.
Let's get you home.
Coming closer to the evil blue-green eyes, she gripped the jacket for dear life. Violence calmed the man before her. He lived off torture, feeding himself by causing pain to others. He had wanted her to see him, see what he was capable of, see who he truly was. Luca was his name, but he was no man. He was the boogeyman. She had only witnessed that in one other being in her life. The devil. Chapter 34. When I Leave. After that day, it brought back too many memories, and she then found herself in the same haunting place after she had been kidnapped in freshman year. Since then, she only ever hung out with Elle and Amo. And throughout the summer, she had found herself decreasing the amount of time she spent with them. More and more.
It's going to make it easier on them. For when I leave.
Chapter 35. When you're sitting in California and I'm missing you.
Chloe, please, just one dance!
Elle yelled at her over the blasting music. Chloe violently shook her head as she sat uncomfortably at the high top table with the loud-ass music in her ears. She wondered how in the world she had let Elle talk her into coming to Poison on her birthday.
You promised me you would go out for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, I did. She guilt me into it.
Vincent's girlfriend, Lake,
yes, the world is still on its axis, screamed over the music.
Come on, Chloe, you ditched us practically all summer.
That wasn't completely true. She just didn't hang out with them all at once anymore, especially at Nero and Vincent's new apartments downtown. The last time she had hung out with them there, a gunman had almost killed them.
Go dance. I'll be fine,
Chloe yelled at them. This place wasn't for a girl like her. She watched her friends roll their eyes before they grabbed their boyfriends up and took them to the dance floor. Watching Elle with Nero, she finally found a sort of peace within a part of her. She had hated herself so much for so long over how she had treated Elle. Chloe would never forgive herself for it. But the one thing she had done right was that she had always rooted for Nero. After all these years of Elle being a hero, it was time she found someone to be her armor. Elle never needed a hero. Elle would never quit being one either. But what she did need was help. Every great hero needed some type of shield to protect them. Nero was her perfect match, And that was one thing Chloe had seen from day one.
She's going to be happier without me.
Whereas Elle was the hero, saving her day in and day out. Chloe was the weak, little victim, who only brought pain to her. Chloe was still broken beyond repair, and as long as she stayed here, Elle would continue to try to fix her. For once in her life, she needed to be the hero for Elle, so she could live a life free of Chloe. And for once, she needed to be the hero for herself and leave her family and this city behind with all its bad memories so she could find peace. Amo came up behind her, setting a bottle of water down in front of her.
You'll regret it, you know.
Regret what?
She smiled at him, pretending to be happy. Amo scooted in as close to her as he could without touching her, so she could hear him.
When you're sitting in California, missing Elle, you'll regret that you didn't go dance with her once.
Looking back at her best friend, she saw that Elle looked so free.
She looks happy right now. I'll always remember watching her dance. And that's good enough for me.
The next song was louder than the last, making Amo lean down to whisper in her ear.
Will you dance with me then?
His breath was warm as it touched her skin, his body just a few inches away. It was the closest he had ever been to her, making the hairs stand up on the back of her neck.
When you're sitting in California, and I'm missing you, I'll regret that I didn't get to dance with you once.
Chloe looked over into his dark eyes that carried a hidden sparkle and felt a tug at her heart. Amo had managed to crawl his way into a place in her heart in such a short amount of time being friends. He never failed to make her laugh. He always tried to make her as comfortable as possible. And the best part about him was he never forced her to tell him anything. He accepted her for who she was and didn't want her to meet her demons, always making sure she was as happy as she could be with him. Amo moved just an inch closer.
Please. For me?
She didn't know how to say no to him in that moment. Didn't know how she could possibly turn down something that looked so meaningful to him.
I'll regret it, too.
Before she could change her mind, she nodded. The look that crossed his face would be what she always remembered every time she thought of him. Standing up, Amo led the way. Thankfully, it was almost closing time, so everyone was mostly gone, and the dance floor had plenty of space for her.
Yay!
Elle yelled when she nervously joined them on the dance floor. Saying she was nervous was an understatement, as she awkwardly tried to dance with them. When she looked ready to walk off, Amo's pleading eyes were the only things that kept her in place.
Come on. This is one of the last times you get to have fun with them.
She pep-talked herself into trying again and made herself try to let go for one night. Finally, when they all started dancing silly like you would see at a wedding, she relaxed enough to get into it. It was honestly the most fun she had ever had, enjoying every second of them collectively singing horribly and dancing ridiculously.
This is the last song of the night.
The DJ came over the microphone after a song ended.
Boo!
They all called out, not wanting it to end. As they danced to the last song, Nero pulled Elle in closer, while Vincent pulled Lake in closer for a final dance. Chloe was tired and about to walk off to go retrieve her water, but Amo stopped her.
It's the last one, and I want my own dance to remember when you're at Stanford.
He came in closer to her.
I really wish he would quit saying that.
She couldn't say no to him whenever he did that. The adrenaline from dancing was still pumping through her, so she stayed to finish the final dance. Trying her best to dance one-on-one with him was hard, though, considering they weren't touching each other. Amo got in closer to her, putting very little space between them, turning the dance serious. Chloe's heart pumped so hard she thought it was going to come out of her chest. Somehow, though, she managed to sway her hips to the beat. Staring up at him, she saw something different come alive in him. It looked like Amo was going to come in closer. But then the music stopped.
I knew you could do it. Wasn't that so much fun, Chloe?
Elle interrupted whatever was happening between them, and it wasn't hard to miss the unhappy reaction from Amo. Heart still pumping, she looked over to Elle, hopefully managing some sort of a smile.
Yeah, that was fun.
Leaving the lounge, Chloe said her goodbyes to Elle, Nero, Lake, and Vincent as they wished her a final happy birthday.
I'll walk you to your car, Amo told her when she went to say goodbye to him.
Okay.
Her voice sounded breathy from all the dancing. Walking to her car together, she could feel the tension build again between them until she reached her car.
Thank you for dancing with me.
He looked down at her, grinning.
You're not so bad.
Chloe couldn't help laughing.
Oh, thanks. You weren't as terrible as I thought you would be, either.
He laughed back. Well, I had fun. And when you leave me to go to Stanford...
I am not leaving you. Don't say it like that.
Amo stepped in closer to her.
So, you're not leaving then?
Well...
She thought about her words carefully.
Yes, but it's not like I want to.
Then don't.
You know I have to, Amo. He makes it sound so easy. What I meant was that I don't want to leave Elle.
Her voice trailed off to find the courage for her next words.
Or you.
His tall frame leaned down to meet her short one.
Are you going to miss me?
With his face so close to hers, she felt her heart begin to pound again. It took her a minute to find the words, and when she did, they came out breathy again.
Of course.
All she could hear was the pounding of her heart getting louder and louder in her ears. Unable to pull her eyes away, she realized what she had seen in them on the dance floor. Hunger. Amo's face came slowly closer to hers, and the pounding only grew louder, faster as she held her breath. His lips were so close to hers, yet right before they came crashing down, Chloe found her breath and turned her face away. Seeing her face now covered by her hair and breathing heavily, he took a deep breath.
I'm sorry, Chloe.
As she desperately tried to get her breath and nerves under control from almost being kissed, she kept her eyes on the ground. Then she opened her car door to escape the closeness between them. He watched her get in and grab the door before she could close it.
I shouldn't have tried that without asking. Please forgive me.
Taking a deep breath, she hoped to find the words.
It's okay.
She just needed to get away for space. After being surrounded by so many people all night, it felt like it was hitting her all at once.
I promise.
Amo stared at her for a moment, then swiftly nodded his head.
Happy birthday, Chloe, he told her,
right before shutting the door. Watching him walk away, she dug her nails deep into her palms. She thought she had been doing so good tonight, almost like she wasn't plagued by human contact.
I thought for once I might be normal.
Drawing first blood only made her dig deeper.
I thought for once I wasn't a freak.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. Amo could hear the clock ticking. Time was almost up. He had been so careful to go slowly with her, working day in and day out to get her used to him. Now that his time was almost up, he had been getting ballsy, trying anything to get close to her. However, he was afraid he might have gone too far. He couldn't help it. The second he had seen her in that black dress that clung to her curvy figure, he had wanted his hands all over her body and his lips all over her beautiful face. Every day he spent with her, he just fell deeper and deeper, finding something different to admire about her. To him, she was perfect, inside and out. All he wanted was for Chloe to stay and continue their friendship. If he could get her to do that, then he could be patient and take as long as she needed for them to become more.
I would wait forever for her, if that's what it took.
Chapter 36. That way he knows I'm really gone, and I'm not coming back.
Have you finished packing?
Chloe zipped the large suitcase closed, struggling to slide it from the bed.
Almost. I have so many clothes they won't fit.
She stared at the two suitcases that were already filled, the zippers threatening to break.
Do you have a suitcase I can...
I need the ones I have. Besides, they won't match, her mother snapped.
Her suitcases are black.
How wouldn't they match?
Her mother knew she wouldn't ever see any of her suitcases again if she lent one to her. Just like Chloe had no plans to see her once she boarded the plane to California.
That's okay. I'll run out tomorrow and buy one.
Chloe sank onto the edge of her bed as her mother walked around, surveying the sterile room that had been her bedroom since her father had moved her into this house after becoming mayor.
You're going to take that broken music box?
She asked resentfully, looking at it sitting on her nightstand, waiting to be packed. The music box that no longer played had been her late aunt's, the one who died while giving birth to her. She had taken one look at it and fallen in love. She could still remember opening the present her father gave to her, turning the key, and listening to the tune over and over again until her mother had made her stop.
I'm going to pack it in my backpack with my laptop as a carry-on. I won't have to worry about it getting more damaged.
Well, I'll go. You don't need my help. Good night.
Chloe sat on the bed, watching the door close and wanting her ghost tears to be real. Neither of her parents were going to miss her. She could see them going out to eat in an expensive restaurant and toasting to each other that she would be gone when they returned home.
Ring.
Chloe picked up her phone from her nightstand, and Elle's voice came over the phone.
Are you still awake?
Yes. What are you doing still awake?
Nero decided he wanted pizza. I have to go get my parking permit for college the day your flight leaves.
What time is your flight?
11 a.m.
Elle let out a breath.
That's good. I can pick up my permit after 1.
I told you, you shouldn't come. We will just stand around crying.
She'd had this conversation with her so many times. It was going to be too hard on both of them if she came. When the tears didn't fall down her face, it was going to break Elle's heart.
How about we do something tomorrow?
You know I'm going to see you before you leave, Chloe.
She shook her head.
But I have to finish packing and go to the mall to get a few last-minute things and buy another suitcase.
Okay, then I will meet you at the mall tomorrow.
Elle's voice held a smile.
Dang it!
Even if she protested, Elle was going to be there.
You're not going to make it easy for me to leave, are you?
Nope,
Elle said, her smile more prominent through the phone.
Listen, you know Nero and Amo want to come to say one last goodbye, too.
Chloe had somehow expected her to say that. She wasn't sure if she could face Amo again.
Not after last night.
The almost kiss had been a disappointment for Amo. But to her, it had been the only way she could live with herself. Staying in Kansas City wasn't an option. She had watched Elle protect her through high school, and she wouldn't watch another friend get hurt because of her.
Say goodbye to him.
It was going to be her last chance. And this way, everyone would be there. It wouldn't be so awkward. Chloe huffed loudly through the phone.
Who are you going to boss when I'm gone?
A mischievous laughter came through the phone.
I plan to harass you by text message. See you tomorrow.
Chloe lay down on her bed when the call ended. The thought of seeing Amo again was making her nervous. However, she wanted to say goodbye to him, officially.
That way he knows I'm really gone. And I'm not coming back.
Chapter 37. A Choice Must Be Made. Chloe and Elle sat in the food court, watching Nero and Amo get food. She had insisted on getting her own food, but Amo wasn't having it. The tension between them was still uncomfortable, but it wasn't nearly as bad as if they had been alone.
I can't believe you're actually going to leave.
Elle looked like she was about to get emotional.
I mean, I knew you would. I just thought you might change your mind. You know I don't want to leave you, but you know I can't stay here either. I know. I just thought we would be going to college together,
Elle whispered. Chloe had too. They hadn't expected Elle to fall in love.
If I hate it after a semester, I can always come back and go to the university here with you. And we can spend summers together.
Elle started tearing up,